Freedom. That's what this country that we live in was founded on. The whole idea of freedom. In fact, the very first amendment to the Constitution of the United States says, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But the fact of the matter is, while our government is trying to protect our freedoms, the real truth is that we are slaves. Jesus himself says in our gospel lesson for today, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin." So freedom to establish religion is amazing. I mean, it means that we can worship our God in the way that we want, that is in accordance with Holy Scriptures. And freedom of speech is a wonderful thing. It allows me to stand up here in this pulpit this morning to proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the freedom to assemble peacefully as we are now is totally priceless. But underlying all of that is the fact that we are not free. We are slaves to sin, death, and the devil. And until that problem is solved, we are in deep, deep trouble. Jesus' words to us on this Reformation Sunday are simple. If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. So the question is, how do we abide in his word? It's more than just reading the Bible. It's more than just coming to church and sitting in the pews week after week. It's more than coming to Bible class. It is even more than living a Christian life and keeping the Ten Commandments. No, in order to really abide in Jesus' words means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is the Word made flesh. Abiding in his Word really isn't even anything we can do. It is something that the Holy Spirit works in us. Because when God sets us free through Jesus Christ, it's not something that we do. As a slave to sin, we can do nothing. But as our text says, when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And so it's all about the gospel and what God does for us through his Son, Jesus Christ, who sets us free so that we can abide in his word and so that we can live as his children and so that we can have a relationship with him. So while our government was established by God to give us certain freedoms, our real freedom comes from God himself in the person of Jesus Christ, whose life, death, and resurrection truly sets us free to be people of God. So if we're free, what are we free to do? Well, John writes in the book of Revelation, in our text for today, he says, "Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, 'Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the heaven and the earth, the sea and the springs of water.'" You know, you kind of got to wonder why they chose that text for Reformation Day. I mean, it's only two verses long. And it's, let me tell you, it's kind of hard to preach on a text that's only two verses long. But I'll tell you why they picked it. If you take and look in your worship folder and look at that text, you'll see that it starts out with this angel flying directly overhead. And what does that angel have? The angel has an eternal gospel. And what is that angel doing with that eternal gospel? He is proclaiming that eternal gospel to everybody that dwells on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. Now let me ask you, what is the church supposed to do? The church is supposed to proclaim the gospel, the eternal gospel, to every nation and tribe and people and language. And that is exactly what God used Martin Luther to start doing more than 500 years ago. Did you know that back in Luther's day, worship was conducted in Latin, even in Germany? And that was a problem because very few regular people like you sitting in the pew knew Latin. How many of you know Latin? Heiner does. Dave? Really? Oh, Catholic school. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Well, very few people knew Latin back then. And they had no idea what was going on in worship. It was only the priests and the monks and the nuns who knew Latin. And so one of the very first things Martin Luther did was to translate the Catholic Mass into German so that the common people could understand what was going on in worship, so that they could hear the gospel. And then Martin Luther took the Bible and translated it into German so the common people could hear the gospel. Luther also wrote a lot of German hymns so that us Lutherans became the very first singing church, and so that through those hymns, Martin Luther could teach them about the gospel. And so, yeah, the text in Revelation, we have this angel proclaiming this eternal gospel. That angel is doing exactly what the church is supposed to be doing today, proclaiming the eternal gospel until it's preached to every nation and tribe and language and people. Because God wants everyone to repent. God doesn't want anyone to perish. And because of that eternal gospel, the people of Luther's day and the people today who come after them, we have been set free. Because once again, when the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And that is what the Reformation is all about. So we've touched on the gospel lesson that shows us that our freedom really comes from God. And we've touched on that first reading from Revelation that shows us what the church is really supposed to be doing, proclaiming that eternal gospel. What about that epistle lesson from Romans where St. Paul talks to us? It's interesting that while trying to explain that we are justified by faith through grace, that Paul mentions the law 10 times in those 9 short verses. And I think the reason why Paul talks about the law so much is because that our natural inclination is to want to do something in order to earn salvation. St. Paul knows that. But the fact of the matter is, salvation is totally a gift from God. And St. Paul is trying to make that point very clear. The last verse of that text really summarizes the whole view of the Reformation. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. That means that you don't have to do anything to get into heaven. All you have to do is have faith in Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And where do you get that faith? Do you get that faith at Kmart? Well, no. We know that because Kmart's closing in December. Do you get your faith at Pick and Save, my favorite store? No. Do you get your faith at Walmart? No, you get your faith from God's Holy Spirit, working through God's Word and sacraments. You see, our faith is a free gift from God. There is absolutely nothing that we have to do to gain that faith. However, knowing that you've got this priceless free gift that cost Jesus his whole entire life on the cross, because he was motivated by the love that he has for us. Because of that, we just naturally want to do things for him out of thanksgiving for those free gifts. And so, because Jesus died on the cross for us, we want to go to church. And because Jesus died on the cross for us, we want to be in prayer and communicate with him. Because Jesus died on the cross, we want to go to Bible class. We want to take the Lord's Supper. We want to make sure to get our children baptized. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, we want to share the first fruits of our offerings with the church. But those things are things that we do freely because of the freedom that Jesus won for us. We aren't compelled to do them. Because of Jesus, we aren't slaves to sin, death, and the devil anymore. We have been set free by the Son, by the very Son of God, who died on the cross for our sins. Yes, we are very privileged to live in a country where our government has won for us so many priceless freedoms that literally hundreds of thousands of men and women have died to protect. But our government cannot free us from sin, death, and the devil. Only Jesus could do that by coming here to earth, by becoming one of us, and by dying on the cross. And so it is Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that saves us from sin, death, and the devil. And it is Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that we celebrate on Reformation Sunday, because Jesus gives us that freedom that only he could win for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our